Well, good morning, everyone. Certainly good to see everyone here on this Sabbath day where we've been blessed with some liquid sunshine. And today I'd like to talk about two things that sometimes are commonly misconstrued or misunderstood in the world around us. We will be talking about God's grace and God's law. This morning we will see how from God's holy scriptures, how God's grace and his holy law work together for salvation. If you will, get started, please turn to Romans chapter 6. I've got 6 points here to show how these two things, things from God's grace and his law, how they work together. In Romans chapter 6, to get started, and in verse 1. Romans chapter 6 and verse 1, it says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" And in verse 2, "Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it?" The first point that I have here is that the grace of God does not do away with God's law. Romans chapter 3 and verse 31 supports this, along with what we just read in Romans 6. Romans chapter 3 and verse 31, the last verse in this chapter, it says, "Do we make then void the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law." The grace of God does not do away with God's law. Point number two that I'd like to bring out in this message this morning is that God's law is what shows us what sin is, what God defines as his standard, so we know what is pleasing to God and what is not pleasing. We see this in Romans chapter 3 and verse 20. Romans chapter 3 and verse 20. It says, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." So you notice that "for by the law is the knowledge of sin." Also, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4 supports this, tells us this as well. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4. "Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness." So here clearly, simply, the Bible clearly states that God's law is what shows us or defines what sin is. Moving on to the next point, God's grace is what saves us from death by providing a pardon or forgiveness of our sins. This is a concept we're all familiar with, I'm sure. We see this in Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15 and verse 11 says, "But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved in the same manner as they were." Notice here that it's through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that we are saved. Through Christ's death and his sacrifice, his blood providing the way for our sins to be forgiven. That is making possible that God's grace being possible and offered to us. He gives that to us as a gift. However, if you notice here, If you think of it this way, if there is no law, then there would be no sin. And if there's no sin, then why would there be need for a pardon of sin? So you would, in fact, if there was no law, you could argue that there would be no need for grace because the law is what defines sin. So obviously sin is not done away with. I mean, that sin is done away with through the grace, but the law is not done away with because that is what defines what sin is. But we see here that grace, God's grace is what saves us or pardons us, saves us from death by pardoning our sins, making possible that forgiveness. Number four, repentance is required. We must choose to repent in order to receive God's grace. Christ tells us this. Christ tells us to repent. We see this throughout the Bible. One of the places that Christ himself tells us this is in Mark chapter 1, verse 15. Mark chapter 1, verse 15. Mark 1, 15, verse 15. Here Christ is speaking and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Here Christ himself commands us to repent. We need to ask, repentance is when we see that we have sinned, that we have messed up, and then it causes us to ask, we have to ask God, repent from our sin, ask God for forgiveness, to receive that his grace, to forgive and pardon our sins. And then also part of the concept of repentance is to change and to do what's right, which we wouldn't know unless, of course, we would have God's law. Shows us the direction that God wants us to be going in. Sincere belief in God includes obedience to him. In James chapter 2, verse 19, James chapter 2, verse 19, James 2, verse 19 through 20, verses 19 through 20, we'll read here. "You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead?" Here we see that merely believing in God, that he exists, isn't enough. For the demons believed in God, but they don't obey. And obviously, the demons are not with God, they're in opposition to God. And that it requires us to obey. Sincere belief in God includes obedience to him. Loving God, number six, loving God means to keep his commandments. We see this in 1 John. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. 1 John 5. In verse 3, it says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." Also, in 1 John chapter 2, beginning in verse 3, shows us this as well. 1 John 2, beginning in verse 3. Now by this we know him, speaking of Christ, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps the word, truly, the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. Loving God means that we have to keep his commandments. That's the way that we show that we love him. One of those ways. We've covered, to recap a little bit, we've covered a lot. We've seen that the grace of God does not do away with God's law. That God's law is what shows us his way and what is pleasing to him and what is not. We've also seen that God's grace is what saves us from death through pardoning our sins, making that possible. We've also seen that repentance is required. We must choose to repent to receive that gift. That's the stipulation that Christ has put on that. And he has the right to say this is required because he is the one who died for our sins. We've seen that sincere belief in God includes obedience to him. And that loving God means to keep his commandments. Brethren, we see how God's grace and his law work together, each fulfilling its role, pointing us towards God's salvation. If we continue to repent and receive God's grace, our sins will be forgiven. And to continue in striving to keep his commandments, through which is his holy law, we will receive salvation and be part of God's family and part of God's kingdom.